When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, this is part two of a discussion about greed. I'm joined by Joe and George Maggs and some bird called Lindsay. What's the greediest thing you've ever done? I'm an all-inclusive greed monger, so I love getting the wristbands on and seeing if I can spike my insulin off the chart.
So I'm more greedy in the sense of food. George said earlier, when we got the message, the podcast about greed, he looked at me and went... Jesus Christ.
How long have you got so you can eat?
No, it's so funny. He's like, I've never met someone that can just eat. But I just eat so much, but I'm just a foodie, do you know what I mean? I love
that. That's in that sense, yeah. But monetary value? But, I don't know.
What's the greediest thing? If you had to pick one incident where you were like, that was obscene, I shouldn't have done that.
Well, the other day, I ate 32 fish sticks and shit myself, so...
That. I don't even need to check with everyone else.
I can't top that.
Yeah, it's on TikTok.
I don't know if it's a work. If there's a class element to this as well with greed, but the thing is, working class people love all inclusive, right? Mm. I'm sure posh people do as well, but working class people really love it because can't be ripped off. My budget's set. I know what's happening. But as soon as that wristband goes on my wrist, something goes wrong in my head with my alcohol and food consumption, and I cannot stop.
It's like someone's taking it away, isn't it? It's like you fear this is going to be taken away. Or my thing is, why have one plate with many cuisines on it when I can have several plates and try each thing at the same time?
But then you'd never, ever do that anywhere else. You just go to a restaurant, you have one plate of food. Yeah. It's fine. Do you know what I mean?
But, no, it's so true. So I suppose that's a really good example of greed, yeah.
Because you're abroad and you've saved that 80 quid or whatever because it's a package deal.
You say this, but I have started to have small plates at restaurants.
He's lying.
Anyway. Several of them. Like, I do like
But yeah, it's like, I guess they're like, oh, I've saved that 80 quid. We've got the package on it. Our whole fam's here. Let's eat as much as we can. Drink as much as we can. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, the drinking it's as well.
It's one of them, isn't
I mean,
it?
If we're talking greed, I also drink a lot.
Yeah.
But I think this is a British culture, really. I think if we went abroad to Europe somewhere, I don't think they're like that, are they? I wonder what they would say is their greed.
Well, try and look for an all-inclusive holiday in Italy. I think there's about two hotels.
Yeah, I was going to say this.
They can't get their head around it. And all-inclusive hotels in Spain, there ain't no Spanish people there. Mm. It's Barry and Tracy from Canvey shoving themselves into insulin.
Also, you have greed when things are, like, free. So like we go to events and it's free drinks and we will get absolutely slaughtered.
Oh my god, I have an example.
And it's because
this
it's
as
free.
Well.
If I went and it was paid and we were in central London, it was £14 for a cocktail. Yeah. I'd probably have two and be like, nah.
No, I feel this 100%. We did a brand trip and when I got there, they were like, there's a fitting room and you can take whatever clothes you want.
Yeah,
and I got on the plane with five
bags,
giant bags. Someone went, is that all Joe's? But in my head, I'm thinking, Dad's Christmas present, Mum's Christmas present, the lot. I'm getting, you know, like friends. I'll be like, you know, take this, take that. But like, it was excessive. One of the bags ripped. I was crying
but
on the
runway.
If
you went into a shop and actually went to buy all that stuff, it'd probably be like a grand, wouldn't it? And you'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, I was greedy though. And I remember, do you remember that one guy that went...
Oh my God. So one guy packed a load of stuff and was like, I'm bringing this home. And the next thing you know, when we're all leaving, he's like, where's my bag gone? And it's in Joe's room.
Basically, oh, he was God. Like, someone stole my bag and I must have mistaken it for a bag that I packed. What? And then we get, no, it wasn't even that. We got home to my flat in London. I was unpacking. I thought, I didn't pick this t-shirt and these shorts. I would never pick these, blah, blah. And he was like, oh my God, that's that guy's bag.
He was standing there going, like, where's my bag?
He shows all my sizes. No. Anyway, my dad had a very nice Christmas. So what can you do?
If that guy listens to this, you're in deep shit.
We're fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like greed is sometimes more when it's like free.
I think that's what Lindsay was trying to say before, that if there's someone with money in the family, the greediness kicks in, maybe. Is that what you meant? Like, or if you know someone who's got money, you're like, you will give it to me, meaning, but you take more than you actually need because you think, well, that person can give it. It's like the gifting room. It's the human version of the branded gifting room.
But I suppose, right, okay, so here's an example of, so we've been renovating a house and we had a wanker tradesperson. I won't specify many of them, but we had one in particular, and he charged me a fee, and he's like, this is the fee to do the work. And then Russell had been invisible the whole project because it's my project, but he just came around to have a look at where I was up to, and he came in and the plumber saw Russell the next... Oh, I said plumber, fuck. So then like a few days later, he's like, oh, I'm going to need an extra $2,000. And I'm like, what for? And he's like, oh, I didn't account for the downstairs toilet or something in the downstairs toilet. And I'm like... But you've done the first fix. All you were doing now was like the second fix on it. So you can't say that you didn't know about it because you physically removed.
That is bog standard greed.
Yeah.
You've removed the toilet and sink. You've installed the new pipework for the toilet and sink. And you were just about to do the second fix before you saw Russell. So that is the pure example of why you've got money. So you need to give it. So. But and I just told him to fuck off and where to go. And then we've only just sorted out our plumbing situation a year later. But hey ho, that is one greedy fucker.
The main thing, she's over it. So this one I'm interested in getting everyone's opinion on. Now, there was a famous film in the 80s called Wall Street. I think they did a sequel the other year with Michael Douglas in it. And he does this quote, greed is good. And what that meant was, in certain situations, the more greedy you are, the more profit you can make, the more successful you can be. But is that true? Do we just mean ambition and hunger? Is greed ever good? And let's go back, a selfish and excessive desire for more. Who are you going to hire? If us lot are starting a business and it's based on investments, are we going to hire the guy with a selfish and excessive desire for more? Or are we going to hire ethical Tom, who's going to make us just enough money to keep us good? Let's be real.
I think it depends on... what your direction is and what, do you know what I mean? Like where you want to go essentially, like I'm like extremely self-motivated, do you know what I mean? So some may say I could be greedy in terms of my career because I work so hard to want more for myself constantly. Like my greed comes from a place of wanting more for me and my family, do you know what I mean? So, but that greed to me is morally okay because I'm completely at peace with that. But to other people, 100%. That might come across as, oh, but you've got everything that you could want right now, why would you want more? Therefore you're greedy.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it does again come down to opinion, do you know what I mean? How people look at it.
Yeah.
Like if you're a businessman and you can really strive and if you're a business person and you're up in the city and you might have a couple of million in the bank, but you can be greedy and you can strive, and as you said, you can hire someone and you can go for this £10 million deal or whatever, of course you're gonna do it. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't sit back there and be like, no, I've got enough. Like you'd be greedy, you'd get everyone you can and you'd try and
But do you know what? Ethical Tom might have a vegetable patch and he might have planted too many tomato seeds that goes into his neighbours and his neighbour would think he was greedy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So greed affects everything.
It's just how
Ethical Tom and them fucking tomatoes.
It's just how Tom's tomato.
Tom Arto, that's the name of the business.
Oh, very good.
Hey, 0 weeks.
Can I just say as well, like it's interesting because that's what you're saying in people's opinions, the perception. I had a friend that I was, you know, one of those friends that you speak to occasionally, and she was like, oh, what are you up to? And I was like, oh, I'm about to launch a new business. And she was like, that's really nice. She said, you know, I've known you for such a long time. And, you know, the one thing that I admire about you is you always want more. And I was like, is that a compliment or is that like, what is that? Because that's not how I don't look at it. It's like, I want more. It's like, well, this is just another element of my life.
I need to give you some advice. I don't know who this person is, but sack them off. Because they're ones that come into your life every few months and give a subtle dig.
Toxic alert. Canary just died in the cage. Toxic person detected.
Yeah, but it's interesting, isn't it? Perception fascinates me.
Because there's always two sides, isn't there?
Yeah.
I was just going to give an example. We're going for a pay... Right, we're all being paid 30 grand a year, right? You go for a pay rise and they offer you 35 and you're like, pay me 60 or I walk. That's the greedy person. I want 60. I want my wages doubled. And the boss might go, you've got no chance. I'll tell you what, I'll put you on 40. So in that occasion, the greedy person's probably ended up on 2 or 3K more a year than the other person who's just gone, thank you very much, and shook hands, or gone for a more realistic initial pitch. That's a real world example of where greedily reaching for a lot more than you're worth might end up with you getting more money than a more recessive or less greedy person.
Yeah, I agree. But I also think that's like, in my mind, being someone that's been in jobs with that, I just think it's clever to back yourself and be confident and to go in and own that space. And some may see it as greedy. Some may see it as like assertive, as someone that knows their worth and knows their value in a business. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I've had that exact same conversation in a room. Do you know what I mean? But I just backed myself enough to say, look, if you won't have me, I know someone else will, type of thing. But then it can come across as greedy. But I guess sometimes in life, and especially in work at the minute and how tough it can be, you've just got to back yourself and think, this is probably my only chance to do this. Do you know what I mean?
I call it cheeky. Like, I think it's good to have a little bit of cheek, because what's the worst that could possibly happen? No. Okay, then. So that's the worst that can happen. It's not like a rejection. It's just, well, it's a no right now. So
That's only with money, lads. Never.
No, no women.
To be absolutely clear for some of the pissed up toxic men that might be listening. And the first no is a full no when you're out partying.
Yes, of course.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Don't you find there's a weird correlation? Like, when you need to be the most greedy when you're skint is when you're the least greedy. And then when you need to be the least greedy, i.e. you've got the money rolling in, you've got to a position of power, it seems to make people more greedy. So there's an inverse relationship to how you need it.
I guess, like, if it's not there, you can't spend it, sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? So obviously if you don't have the money, you're not going to be like, let's go lay 20 grand out for a car. Do you know what I mean? Because that is just being stupid. That's not even being greedy. That's putting yourself in like financial, like, it's awful. But then obviously if you, as you said, you don't need anything.
But then some people, I like that, aren't they? The people that like
people that bet on
horses and gamble and do that. Like, they don't have anything to bet.
But then I don't even think that's greed. I think that goes to like stupidity.
Yeah, now I'm asking, is it after you get more powerful, do you become more greedy? When in fact, if you become more powerful, really you should get less greedy because you've got more of the stuff you need. But a lot of the stuff I see, like say you're a good looking guy, okay? And you can pull, the easier someone can pull, the more greedy they seem to become for more sexual connection. Whereas the person who should be greedier and be trying a bit harder is just happy just touching a boob through a cardigan. That was me when I was at 17. Do you know what I mean?
I thought you meant me right now. I was like, you don't do it for a cardigan.
Oh,
okay. Anyway. That was an overshare.
I don't even wear cardigans.
And Russell exits frame and reappears in just reappears at the bottom of Lindsay's camera for a goosey. No, but you know what I mean, though? Whether it's sex, money, cars, whatever, shopping, handbags, it seems to be the more power you get. Instead of going, well, I've got plenty of power now, I can chill, it seems to have a toxifying effect on greed, which is bizarre because you need to be most greedy when you've got nothing.
Mm. Can I say, I think, okay, it might not necessarily be seen as greed, but you know, like, Russell's job, he gets to travel a lot. And, like, so I get to go with him. And I just want to, I love travelling. And we're so lucky to be able to, you know, I'm lucky to be able to go here and there with him. And I just want to continue that. You know, the older I get, especially when I get older and retire, I want to sustain that lifestyle. No, what I'm saying is...
35, Linz.
No, I just mean,
few,
like...
got a few years yet.
Shut up. Like, I'm not putting myself down. But what I'm saying is I want to continue doing that. So that motivates me to, like, right, how can I be able to sustain that when I'm older, when I'm in my 70s? How can I sustain that? So that might look as if I'm being greedy. I want more holidays, more this, more that. But actually, I'm using that experience of holidays and travel to motivate me to do well now. Does that...
Yeah. So you're using a hunger for something to feed yourself in another department. I think that's valid.
I think most people do it. I'm only being honest. Like that, I want to earn good money to be able to travel, but people might see that as greedy.
I think the people that lie, I'm like, there's got to be something there. The reason why you're lying about it is because everyone's got that. It's human nature.
It's like if I went...
Check the hard drive of the liars.
Because it's like if I went, look, I'm only going to be 21, so I'm only going to be this young, like, fuck it, I'm going to go and spend 3 weeks here. Do you know what I mean?
You're wrong there, George. Going to showbiz, you can be 29 as often as you like.
But do you know what I mean? Like, you're like, no, I'm going to go for this holiday for 3 weeks, blah, blah, spend all this money. And someone will be like, you're being greedy, you don't need to. But then also, again, it's a different side of it. I'm not going on holiday.
I was about to say, also, you're tight. So I don't know why you're talking about greed. He's the tightest man I've ever met in my life.
But it's like, again, it comes down to like opinion and stuff, doesn't it? People are like,
can I have that $1.99 back to the double cheeseburger? Fuck off, Joe. Fuck off.
Sorry, I don't want to run out of time here, guys. I feel like there's an elephant in the room that we need to talk about. And you two are going to be in the eye of the storm of this, about how social media and influencing has a relationship to greed. We're not talking about, there's nothing wrong with being influencing and selling stuff online. That's just a completely valid commercial revenue stream for anyone doing that job. We're not putting that down. But we're talking about a selfish and excessive desire, right? Is that being fueled more by social media? By comparing ourselves to people we wouldn't have normally compared ourselves to in a really visceral, visual way? I can bang and be looking at some dude in Miami with 3% body fat. Like, why am I looking at this Miami steroid dude of 3% body? I wouldn't. A few years ago, it's my cousin Darren across the road, and that's it. That's all I had to compare myself to.
My thing here is I'm not, and I think Joe would agree, we're not asking anyone to compare to us. If someone wants to like look up to us, that's fair enough. As you said, we're here to do a job, we're here to promote products,
absolutely,
etc. I am not asking these people to be like, I want to have George's car, I want to have Joe's bag. Do you know what I mean? We're not, yes, we begin with a platform and a following and stuff, but nowhere.
Same with me.
No one's going like, well, they probably are going, I want to be Mr. Kane. But do you know what I mean? We're not asking anyone.
That's the exception,
anyone,
obviously.
Of course. But no one's, I haven't asked for that comparison and for people to sit there. I think that's off their own back.
Rather than talking about our individual journeys, do you think the technology itself, we're not just talking about influencer culture, we're talking about normal guys on their Instagram showing their biceps, girls living their fake best life in their Instagram square, is it driving greed?
Oh, I have to like mute people or unfollow people or try and like detox my social media. If sometimes I feel like maybe I'm getting too wrapped up in the comparison side of things. I think now I've gone older, it reminds me like everyone's on their own journey, their own path. I feel like with everything that's happened in our careers so far, it's just kind of working hard and it will happen when it happens rather than sitting there and getting sad and thinking this person's got this, like I should have that. Do you know what I mean? I think that that's what's happened to me as I've got older. But I think it's natural to a degree. I think it's sometimes a good thing to compare sometimes because then you can kind of set yourself goals and then you can help to aspire. I don't think it's good to do it every day. And I think the volume for younger people, like between 12 year olds have got iPhones
12 and 18
now, to 18. I think you're really vulnerable at that age to that sort of, you know, being fed that every day.
Good point. All good stuff. We're nearly out of time, but I want to leave a bit of space for relationships here. And what's everyone's relationship status? Married. Lindsay, married. What about you two? You single, dating? What's going on?
Single. Joe is very freshly single.
Yeah, like overnight.
Overnight single.
No, it's fine.
Oh,
but,
okay.
That was funny. I was just like,
it's good timing, guys.
So what about being in a relationship with a greedy person? Would it piss you off? You know, like if it's someone who's just put stuff in their face at the buffet or is like, I want more, it's not enough. I would think I would find it tricky. I would struggle with it.
I feel like Joe had a relationship like that where they were with you when you had a normal job. Joe obviously started earning decent amount of money and stuff like that, and they got more greedy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Joe went on holidays and things like that, and they were like, why could you not buy me this? And
that's what Lindsay was saying earlier. That's exactly what you were saying.
I say the same to Joe, but, you know, don't worry about it. I'm joking. I feel like it's a massive, like, red flag. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got to be, like, with the person just... if you want to be with them, like, do you know what I mean? You like them for who they are, not because I'll be able to get a Dior bag at the end of this, or do you know what I mean? He'll buy me a Rolex for my birthday or something like that. Because that is just greed. They didn't have it before. They've never had it with any other partners. And even if they have, it's still like they've set a standard and it still is greed. Do you know what I mean? They expect...
What is wrong with a Tag or a Breitling? What is wrong with people? Rather than talk about the obvious of being greedy in a cheating sense, because I feel like we covered that at the beginning... what about when someone's greedy with you, i.e. possessive? I don't want you going out, you're all mine. I don't want you look down, I don't know, you're looking across the pub, who are you looking at? You know,
they're cheating, that's what they're doing.
Well, not necessarily. There's plenty of possessive people that aren't cheats, sadly, I would have thought. But what about when someone's greedy with you? Is it nice at first? Is it scary? Have you ever experienced it, anyone?
I don't know. I love it. A red flag's a green flag to me, do you know what I mean?
This is why he's single. This is why he's single.
And this is why I can't keep a man. So,
I've had one girlfriend that was a bit possessive with me. It's a very, very unpleasant experience. You're trying to go about your life or lead your social life. The last thing you want is a... you know, line of duty, bloody Ted Hastings examination when you're getting through the door, wee man.
I haven't heard that, but I've had friends and it's like, they think it's kind of normal and they're like, their girlfriends are like, you're not, why have you turned off your Snap Maps or why have you turned off your Find My iPhone tonight and all that. And they
I would, to be fair,
I feel like that's the society we're living in. So if you call that being greedy over a person, I guess it's more normalised now.
If you're going out and you're turned off your location and we had it on already, then... what the fuck are you doing? Do you know what I mean?
What are you
hiding? You're not going about a marathon, are you?
Oh, it looks like, fuck me then. Don't worry about that, guys. Fucking scrap that one.
The most extreme thing I've ever seen was a friend of mine. I found his girlfriend in the street crying. And I picked her up and I was like, what's happening? She said, I can't believe what he's done to me. And I was like, oh God, he's cheated. He's finally done it. And she'd walked in and he was looking at a poster of a film star on the wall and making like some blokey comments. What, look at her boobs, to another guy. That's what he'd done.
And she had like a meltdown.
She'd had a cheated melt. That's what I call proper greed possession.
But that's like borderline psychotic, no?
I just like to say, yes, she is.
So.
Linz, have you ever experienced possessiveness with any of your exes?
I have, but when they've obviously been cheating and they're kind of like...
Guilty mind suspects.
And I'm like the most faithful person. And so when it was like, all of a sudden, it was like, oh, where are you going? What time are you going to be back? Who are you out with? At first, it's like,
it gets unattractive, doesn't it? You're like, you want to know where I am. And then after a week, you're like, oh my God, check my fucking calendar and let me go for a five, guys.
It's not attractive if they're jumping out from a bush when you're putting your key in the door, is it? You're late.
No, but do you know what? One of them did. He would just turn up where I was.
Oh, God.
And then,
it would be
paying for the table or, you know, like if I was out for dinner or at a bar, he'd buy a round of drinks, send them over. And at first it's like, that's nice. And, you know, he's a bit, what's that, 50 Shades of Grey? He's a bit like,
Well, they're a bit more extreme. Lots of things get inserted in the rectum in that book. Just give me the green light and the message will be received.
I think a woman, like, at first is a bit like, it's like the confidence. But then actually it's like, that is a bit weird.
Like, it's endearing, isn't it? It's like, that's quite nice to be, like, if you've been single for a long time, like, it's nice to be valued and to feel wanted and stuff like that. But you want to be, like, wanted, and then you also don't want to be worried that you're going to get killed in your sleep. There's a real difference there.
It's getting that balance, isn't it?
You're still trying to work that one out, Ross, isn't you?
I could just imagine, I'm just thinking of Joe going, there is a 50% risk of death in sleep, but he was so attentive. Guys, I don't want to be too greedy for everyone's time because we are out of it. George and Joe Bags, thank you very much. Keep Googling these guys. They've got exciting stuff coming. Stalk their podcast. Not literally, although, you know, they might like that. That's great for you. And keep stalking their YouTube. Fascinating to follow your careers and long may it continue. Thanks very much for joining us on Man Baggage. Thank you, Lindsay Kane.
Thanks, you guys,
for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for everyone that's been listening. If you've come here as fans of the guys, do leave a review. Do subscribe. I want as many subscribers as possible because I'm greedy that way. See you later, motherfuckers. Woo!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.